Now, why aren't you seeking after the word? Not because I lack in word, but because all our actions are in power. Just as in war, victory isn't for those who talk a lot, but those who act effectively. So also in this case, not speakers, but doers have the victory. You, he says, are proud of your eloquence. Well, if this were a competition and a time for orators, it would be reasonable for you to revel in it. But if it is about apostles preaching truth and confirming the same through signs, why do you boast about something excessive and illusory, and to the current purpose completely ineffective? For how could a display of words help in raising the dead, or driving out evil spirits, or performing any other such miraculous deed? However, these are what we need now, and by these our cause stands. That's why he also adds,